Elo lebapodo, according to Bapodo, kasha. According to Bapodo, why is your first haircut on the 31st day? Why don't you take your first haircut on the 30th day? According to Bapodo, stam nezirus is only 29 days. So the 30th day, you should be able to take a haircut. So the Moran says, O Moloch Bapodo, Bapodo answers, I'm a seifa. Let's look at the seifa of that Mishnah. The end of that Mishnah says like this. V'yem gila chesa rishayin eliyayim shleshim. And if b'diyevet, he took his haircut on the first one, on the 30th day, so megaleya chesa shni eliyayim shishim. You could take your second haircut on the 60th day. So Chura says clearly that b'diyevet, if he took haircut on the 30th day, it is good. So you see, counting 29 days is enough. And the 30th day, you could take your haircut. So the seifa is the proof to Bapoda. Sumo says, El seifa mesayilei. The end of that Mishnah that you take a haircut on the 30th day is a proof to Bapoda that Stam Nezirus is only 29 days. Reisha, so what's shot then in the Reisha that says you should take your haircut first on the 31st day? Sumo says, Reisha, b'yayim ha-shleimim, where he speaks out he wants to keep a complete 30 days. Or else the Bach says it means Nasek Yom Shleimim. It's as if he said Shleimim. It's as if he said he wants to keep a complete 30 days. So when the Mashmoyah says a complete 30 days, then we say he has to wait to take Ik on the 31st day. Whereas the other pshat where Tosfos would learn is that Reishon Lechatchila Tzarech Lagech B'Yom Shleishim B'Yechod. That since Lechatchila Medrabonin, you're supposed to wait to the 31st day, it's Nasek Yom Shleimim. With Rabbanim Bialma, because Rina Stam Nezirus Ota Hechad Yom Shleimim. That's the way Tosfos learns. And according to Bapoda, even if the person does not speak out Shleimim, I want to keep a complete Nezirus, even though he only says Stam, I want to be a Nazir, which Midirais is only 29 days, but Rabbanim made Xera Otto a case where he says Shleimim. Therefore, with Rabbanim is always Stam, you have to keep 30 days. Therefore, the ratio is good. Lechatchil, you're supposed to wait 30 days and take the haircut on the 31st day. The Sefer says, though, but the Yevet, if he didn't wait, and he took a haircut on the 30th day, Havadim id yiraisa yoyotza, so may lechronta ba'pod, it's very good. Samar says, Ulrav masnadol kasha Sefer. But according to Rav Masna, it's the opposite way, that the Reisha is very good. The Reisha says you have to wait till the 31st day. That's good according to Rav Masna. But now the Sefer is shver. The Sefer says, if you take Yekor on the 30th day, you Yaitza. So who or why? So Marin says, Amulach Rav Masna, Kiriktani Sefer, Yom Shloishim Oilo Lakan Olakan. Mahi, what does that mean? Miksa Sayyam Kekula. You mean to tell me that, like we said before, according to Rav Masna, that even though Lechatchil Avadi is supposed to wait till the end of the 30th day, till the 31st day to take Yekor, but with the evidence, if you take Yekor on the 30th day, you Yotz according to Rav Masna also. Because we say this new Svara of Miksa Sayyam Kekula. A little bit of the 30th day is considered like the whole 30th day. So if you take Yekor on the middle of the 30th day, it's also good. Because the first part of the day that you kept a Teres Nezirus is like a whole day of Nezirus. So it's like you kept your complete 30th days of Nezirus, and then you took Yekor. So we say what? Miksa Sayyam Kekula. Now this 30th day now, it comes out like this. You took your haircut 12 o'clock. So up until 12 o'clock, it's called a complete day of Nezirus for the first Nezirus. You took your haircut 12 o'clock. Now after 12 o'clock, you could right then start counting for the next Nezirus. Now this is a Chiddush. Even though the beginning of the day was the end of the last Nezirus. See, even the Chur of Yitzay, Miksa Sayyaka Kuloi, part of the day is like the whole day, I would say this part is like spread out for the whole dinner, the whole day. But now we're saying no. The end part of the day, it's the beginning of the next Nezirus. So the same day, the 30th day, it's Olo Lakan Lakan. It helps for the end of the first Nezirus, and it's the beginning of the next Nezirus. That's the Chiddush. Or we'll soon speak out. So Mura first asks, Mahi, what's the Chiddush then? That mix of Yom Kekula, that you say a little bit of the day is like the whole day. Fred Gemara Omer Chodesh Zimna. That Rav Masna said this Chiddush already. Tanna Gemara speaks out, no. Ma, the time, I would have thought like this. Hani mili linyin chod nezirus. When does Rav Masna say, Stam miksas yom kukuloi? That's if a person accepted upon himself to be another once. So now, once means for 30 days. So there Rav Masna says that the person takes the hikkur on the 30th day, in the middle of the day, he's yaitzib the yevid. Because since he kept a little bit of the 30th day, Miksa Sayyam is the Kulai, it's called like the whole day. But that's only by one Nazirus. Avul Ishtay Nazirus Lai. But over here, the tremendous Kiddush is, when you finish your first Nazirus, right away that same day is considered the beginning of the next Nazirus. So the Mod Nazach, you have the one day, this 30th day, helps for two Nazirus. It's like, it's considered a complete day for the first Nazirus, and it's considered a complete day for the second Nazirus. Maybe that you wouldn't say, Kamash Malan. That's what Masnas Chiddush over here the second time. That the same day, the 30th day, could be Oila, Lakan, Lakan. It's called the end of the first Nazirus. It's considered like you have a 30 complete days for the first Nazirus. And then you take Yekor at 12 o'clock, and then the next part of the day is considered the beginning for the next Nazirus. So that's a Chiddush, that one day could be Oila, Lakan, Lakan. So that's why the Yevli took Yekor on the 30th day, it is good. So again, there's no stikasha to either one of them, either to Bapod or to Rav Masna. Vaita, Tanam, we learned another Mishnah later. Im Gilach Yoim Shishim Chosar Echad Yotza. The first one took his second haircut on the 59th day, Shishim Chosar Echad, missing one from 60. On the 59th day, he took a second haircut, Yotza. He's talking Yotza, that's good to be Yotza even for the second Aziris. Why? Because the 30th day, in other words, we're talking about like this again. The person accepted to be two times in the Zeris, one after another. So it has to be that he counted 29 days, and the 30th day he took his haircut, and then the second part of the 30th day, he started to count his second Zeris. So it comes out then that on the 59th day, which is the 29th day, he took his second haircut. So, don't forget, that's the 30th day. If you say the 30th day is the beginning of the second Aziris, then the 59th day, that's the 30th day. So, Bishleim on Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, it's very good the way we just said it. So we just learned it's very good. According to Rav Masna, we say the middle day is Oilu Lakan Lakan. So we first count the 30 days, the 30th day he took a haircut. Now the end of that day is the beginning of the second Aziris. So day number 30 is number one for the second Aziris. So when is the end of 30 days? On the 59th day. The 59th day is Yom Shloshim to the second Aziris. So again, b'diavad, if he took a haircut on the 59th day, he's also Yotza. Because we said this middle, the middle day, the 30th day, is Oila Lakan Lakan. So according to our master, it's good. Elo Labat Hoda, Lo Moli, why do you have to wait so long? Ha'ma Shloshim Chosar Achas. He says you only have to wait 29 days. So according to Bapoda, like why do you have to take the haircut, the second haircut? On the 59th day, the Chord should have been enough to take the haircut on the 58th day. Hashleishim Chosarachas is enough 29 days. So Omar Lachi, it's like this, not like this, the Chashrizen, it comes out very good then. The same thing, he holds you have to wait 29 days, and the 30th day, that's when you take the haircut. So now, the same thing, the second one, you have to wait 29 days, and the 30th day, you take a haircut. That's the 59th day. So the Cholakash, according to Rabbi Poder, is that it's Pshita. What do we need the extra Mishnah for? According to Rabbi Poder, Pshita, that's the Halacha. Rabbi Poder is, you wait 29 days, and the 30th day, you take a haircut. So Pshita here, the first haircut's the 30th, and then after you finish that, at the end of that day, starts the second, and you wait 29 days, and then on the 59th day, you take your second haircut. So what's the Chiddush according to Bapoda? So Morin says, Omaloch, Ano Name Yeho Samchi. Enoch Name, it's no Chiddush. But Bapoda just says, you know from which Mishnah I took out my halacha. Like what led me to say my halacha that Stam Nazirus is 29 days? That Mishnah. That's Kufa where I learned out my halacha. And the Kashra is according to Bapoda. If you know it's Pshit, it's 29 days, what's the Chiddush of that Mishnah? So the Chiddush is an Echonami, that's Gufa, where Bapoda first saw his halacha. From that Mishnah, that's the first place it says it, that Stam Nazirus is 29 days. Say Echonami, from that Mishnah, Bapoda is Samech to say his Shitam, that Stam Nazirus is 29 days. Tanan, we learned like this. Mi Shama Hareni Nazir. Somebody says he wants to become a Nazir. Now, in Stam Nazirus, let's say it's 30 days, 29. Nitma Yem Shloshim. On the 30th day that he kept Nazirus, he touched the mace, he became Tomei. So what's the halacha? Soiser es hakol. It throws away all the days that he counted. That's the halacha. Well, during the days of Nazirus, if you become Tamei, you have to throw away those first days and start to count over again. There it says, even on the 30th day you became Tamei, it's like all still in the middle of the Nazirus, that you have to start your count over again. So again, Bishleim of the Rav Master Nicha. According to Rav Master, it's very good. Stam Nazirus is 30 days. So in the middle of the 30th day, you're still called a Nazir. If you touch the maze then, it's very good. Why you have to start all over again? Even though we say mixes the Yanka Kulai, that's only if you do something to prove it. Like you take a haircut and you bring your kabonas, you're showing us that you want to end your Nazirus. But Avadim Minastam, as I used to be sound, if you don't take a haircut, or you don't bring your kabonas, then Minastam Avadistam Nazirus is a complete 30 days, and it first ends at the end of the 30th day. So here it's very good, you didn't take a haircut yet, you're a Nazir, you became Tumah in the 30th day, it's very good, well you have to be Sleisur Akil and start over again. So according to Rav Master, it's very good. Elul Abapod Akasha, the current of Abapod is Akasha. What happened here? You already kept 29 days that you were a good Nazir. So according to Abapod, that's it. You finished your Naziris already. The 30th day is the day to bring you, take your haircut and bring Kabonis. If you become Tommy that day, it's not Seisur anymore to Naziris, because you finished your Yemei Naziris. So how come here the Mishnah says no, but if you become Tommy on the 30th day, you Seisur all the days you counted before, and you have to start over again. It'll be Mashma that your Stam Naziris is a complete 30 days, and the 30th day you're still a Nazir.